Yes, you betcha. The early mail today from Marcus Oldham, equine management. We might have to go into another career and do some equine management, Whitey, because we can't find a winner at the moment on the early mail. We might have to enrol at Marcus Oldham.
I think there's no doubt we've got to be doing something different. We need a circuit breaker. How are we going to get the circuit breaker?
There's only one
because
way for that.
Because Matt Kamani gave us a fourth yesterday at good H-way odds. He did kind of pot the favourite, that other one that he had. Ran around about $2.50, and that ran second. He kind of went the way he thought it would. So, anyway,
now, today's what are we going to do?
We'll get the information from James Dalton to start with, the track information. Now, I was actually thinking of James on Saturday because there was, I reckon, 50 mils nearly fell on the Geelong racecourse. James, is that correct? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, boys? Yeah, spot on, Whitey. We had a really wet week. We've had 53.5 millimetres for the week, and 6.5 of that was still yesterday morning. So we do have a fair bit of moisture in the profile, yes.
Right, well, okay. So what has that done to the track? So apart from the moisture in the profile.
Yeah, penetrometer is 5.88, which is in the soft 7 range. The rail has been pushed out to the 5-metre position. We raced 12 days ago, so we've cleared most of the wear and tear on the turns and the back straight. There is a bit of marking in the front, a little bit of divot fill down the front across. But look, it's improving from that 7. It could potentially go up to a 6, but we'll just see how it goes after the first couple of races. But, you know, the cover's pretty good. There is starting to be a bit of growth from the warmer spring weather, and looking forward to a good day. It's a good card.
See, that terminology you're talking now, that's real metropolitan track manager type of language. I can really see sort of a Sandown as your next move, because that's the way they talk. They talk in that sort of really high-end technological talk.
Oh, look, I just do my best, but I think those boys have well and truly got it covered up there. They're some of the greats up there, no doubt about it.
You'll start talking going stick and root strength and all this sort of stuff, Sam.
Yeah, I looked up.
Putting the scissors through it. Is it the scissors or the knives, Whitey? What was it?
It's the knives. You got to stop thinking about scissors. It's
knives. Clearly wasn't the scissors. It's not the terminology
you want. Righto. Sorry about that, James. Sorry to drag it down again. So just an overall assessment again. State of the track, rail.
Yeah, we're on a soft serve and penetrometer's 5.88. Pushed the rail out to the 5-metre position and in for a good day's racing.
All right, looking forward to it. Always a pleasure to chat, James. Go well.
Thanks, boys. See you later.
You talk about putting the scissors through it, that's what they do in some of those subcontinental curators when they cut the pitch with scissors. And then they wipe the moisture away with chuckses and stuff like that.
I get confused sometimes. One man who's never confused is Michael Kent Jr., part of the Kent Price Racing Team at the moment, going absolutely gangbusters. And I think he is the man that's capable of breaking our drought on the early mail today. Michael, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
We're under enormous pressure here, just letting you know that straight up. So I'm hoping that you can do something for us today. I reckon you can do it in the first, maybe. Race 1, number 10, River Twain. Now, it's drawn 11. It was second last time out, resuming at Kilmore. Rattled home beautifully. Another 121 metres today, trying to break its maiden status. Can we do it?
Yeah, for sure he can. He's been flying that horse. I know he's a six-start maidener, but he's been awfully unlucky in his career. And he has drawn wide, but we've got the master on in Ollie, and sometimes that track, when the rail's out, soft ground, they can make ground out wide. So I'll work out how to ride him, but he can definitely win today. It's a nice race for him.
All right, that's race 1, number 10. That's a good start for us. I like this already. Race 3, you've got 2 going around. You've got 9 and 11. Deep Strike, number 9, who's favourite at Tab at the moment, $3.10. And 11, Laughing Grizzly, who's in the market as well. Both second on debut, these horses. So what are we expecting from those two?
Yeah, they're both really nice horses on the Derby trail. So win, lose or draw, they're going to the UCI Stakes in 2 weeks at Flemington. Deep Strike's still a colt, and he won't want to find any trouble in the running. Like, he's a big striding horse, so hopefully gets an unimpeded run. He's going great. And Laughing Grizzly, just being the gelding, he's probably a bit more professional. He's going super as well. So if we had to lean towards one, I would think, Mick and I would think Laughing Grizzly is probably a bit more professional for today, but they're both beautiful horses for the Derby.
Okay, $6. Beautiful. That horse, Laughing Grizzly, maybe if you're going to lean in that race. And then you got race 5, number 9, Ringfoot, who I would imagine has to be close to your best of the day because you beat my horse in Donald last start, which means you must be pretty good. Won that race at Donald, broke his maiden status, up to the 64 straight away too, so you must have a little opinion of Ringfoot.
Yeah, never easy to do, but she's going super. Had a few problems with her when she was beaten in 3 maidens, and she's come back this time a different horse. So forget her old form. She won, as you said, a strong maiden at Donald
Very
last time. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, she won nicely, and it was a good win, and she trained on beautifully. So she can run well. Mick and I would make our best Laughing Grizzly for the day. I reckon he's a nice horse, and at the each-way price, I think he'll run really well for you.
All right, we'll take it. Race 3, number 11, Laughing Grizzly, one of the four runners today for the stable. Good luck, Mick. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks.
Michael Kent Jr., part of the Price Kent Jr. Racing Yard with their best of the day. Now, it's a courageous move from him, knowing the pressure we're under. Race 3, number 11.
Yeah, that was a curveball.
Yeah, $6 is the early mail there, early market price at the tab, and $2.20 the place. What are we? No, we're going to the win. We're going to win, Laughing Grizzly. We're taking the dollar and we're going to get it. So you get 5 back on top of it. That's what we're going to do. Early market at tab.com.au. I like the reference to the strong maiden at Donald. I think he's onto something there. He's absolutely onto something. It was a super strong maiden. A lot of good form coming out of that race. We'll get to the news.
Real black type form coming out of that race.
Johnny Fadden with all the latest very, very shortly. And then speaking of the latest in great form, no hotter form on the planet than Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst. He'll join us with Quinny for the Friday form on The Breakfast Club.